If you've received a recommendation for pelvic rehabilitation, you may have some questions. Here to help answer some of those is Megan Warner, a physical therapist at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Megan, let's first define what pelvic rehabilitation is.
Right. So pelvic rehabilitation is actually a relatively new concept in the world of physical therapy. Women for years have been seeking physical therapy for pelvic floor concerns, weakness that results in maybe incontinence or sexual dysfunction. But now we're starting to realize that the idea of pelvic health encompasses much more than just the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor is a very important part of that, but to look at the whole, you have to look at the low back, the SI joint, the hip, and the core as well. If you think about it, everything we do revolves around the pelvis. If you are walking upstairs, if you're picking up your children, if you're standing up from a chair, all of your movement comes through that pelvis. If you've ever been an athlete, which I have as well, your coach is constantly telling you to drive through the hips and your power comes through your hips. And that's very true. We do everything through our hips. So if you have any kind of pain, instability, or weakness, that can result in not performing those activities up to the best of your ability. So pelvic rehabilitation takes a look at the pelvis as a whole and its surrounding structures to make sure that any kind of pain, weakness, or instability is addressed. And that way you can be restored to your normal function and your regular activities.
So sort of describe the rehabilitation process for us.
Okay, so anybody really can receive pelvic physical therapy. People tend to think of, you know, more of a pregnant woman or somebody just out of pregnancy that's had a baby that might be having some issues with incontinence, or maybe the aging population dealing with some incontinence. But it really can encompass just about everybody. If you think about it, you have your children that are incontinent and are wetting the bed past a certain age. That is a dysfunction. Or you think about your athletes that are constantly landing in positions that are uncomfortable for the hips and pelvis, you know, that can result in some pain and dysfunction as well. And then you do have your pregnant women and your post-pregnancy women that are dealing with incontinence. And we're seeing an increasing number of men that are dealing with incontinence as well. So any of these people, it's a lifespan issue. It's not just one particular population that's dealing with it. So if they come to us, we can take a look at what's happening with the pelvis and see exactly where the problem is coming from. Is it actually a low back problem that's referring to the pelvis? Or is it a hip dysfunction that maybe is causing their pain or discomfort? Is it a musculoskeletal issue where you've got some kind of imbalance or weakness that's, you know, is that why your pelvic floor isn't working? Or is it maybe a timing issue? That's not musculoskeletal, that's more neuromuscular. Your pelvic floor is working fine, but maybe the timing isn't right. You know, it's firing too early or too late, and that's causing the issue. So reteaching those muscles how to work and when to work correctly are both important parts of what we do. So treating those dysfunctions through exercise and modalities such as biofeedback can help reduce pain and ultimately restore function and restore people to their natural activities.
So there can be pain associated with this besides just what we would identify as dysfunction.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think 85% of the population deals with low back pain. And that low back pain often, especially if you have a disc issue, can refer down into the pelvis. And so maybe, you know, you think that what you have is pelvic pain, but it's actually a low back issue. If you've ever had a hip replacement or you've had a hip labral tear, that can cause a lot of discomfort as well. If you have a structural abnormality, like a leg length discrepancy, which is actually very common in our population, you know, that can throw your pelvis off balance just enough to cause a little bit of pain as well. Instability is a huge cause of pain. Instability in the SI joint in a pregnant woman, the percentage of that is 85%. So 85% of these women are dealing with some kind of pelvic instability during their pregnancy, and that can result in quite a bit of pain.
So once pelvic rehabilitation is identified as the best course of action, what are some of the things? So you run them through some exercises and that kind of thing. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So we would identify whether or not the issue was musculoskeletal, neuromuscular, or something different. And then we would follow a treatment program based on that. So pelvic floor exercises are very common. You've heard of the Kegel exercises. That's just a very small part of the different exercise sets that we can do with pelvic floor. Hip strengthening is a huge part of what we do. Core strengthening as well. If your core is weak, then your low back and your hips kind of have to carry the load a little bit more, which can also lead to some pain issues as well because they're being overworked. So making sure that everything is in balance and working at the right time and properly is key to really making sure that a treatment program is going to work for a patient. And of course, it depends on the patient as well. It depends on, you know, what their goals are and what they're wanting to do as well.
And of course, every case is unique. Right. But just generally speaking, how long might a rehabilitation process take? Are we talking weeks, months? Generally, how long does it take?
You know, it's going to depend on what the dysfunction is. With pelvic floor, we actually can see a lot of progress very quickly. And that's really encouraging. And that's, you know, part of what we want to do is give our patients hope that they can overcome these, you know, disorders and these syndromes. It's not something that they have to live with. So if they can see that light at the end of the tunnel, that really helps them be able to focus on their recovery a little bit better. So it can take a short amount of time. If you're recovering from, you know, a surgery, then that's going to be a little bit more extensive because you have to consider the healing tissues as well after a surgery. So anywhere from a short amount of time to months, depending on how significant the case is.
Tulsa Spine and Rehab has a team with the experience to address your needs, whether it be chiropractic care or physical therapy. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.